Hello, it's John Smallwood, Certified Financial Planner, Senior Wealth Advisor at Smallwood Wealth Investment Management. We're continuing the conversation on the Wealth Curve Blueprint and the Wealth Curve Scorecard. The number one goal of every financial plan should have these seven elements to it. It's to reduce taxes, to reduce risk, reduce fees and costs, not only in this calendar year, but as you accumulate wealth and as you distribute wealth in retirement, those components, those three things must be ever present. As we do those things, you want to make sure that the goal of optimizing every asset that you own and reducing those expenses and reducing those fees and reducing those costs, those will help add to your savings rate. And that's one of the most important parts of a wealth plan is its savings rate. Help you put more benefits and more protection around that wealth, generate more retirement income, and pass more to your family. Those seven components are crucial to being optimal at all times. And the goal of the scorecard is really to create that awareness of where you fall in that category. And what we're looking at is, if you're thinking about your savings rate, the statistics are pretty bleak when you look at what we as a population save. If you're making $100,000 a year and you're not saving 10% a year, you're not going to accumulate enough wealth. If you're making $1 million a year and you're not saving 25 to 30% of your gross annual income, you're probably not going to accumulate enough wealth to maintain that lifestyle unless you hit some sort of like moonshot, okay? Which most people don't, okay? So what we want to focus on is that by doing the blueprint and getting a clear understanding of where you are in your savings rate in relationship to your income. So you take all my income sources and you say, okay, I got a salary, my wife's got a salary, I've got rental income, I might have bonus income, I might own my own company, or I might be an investor in a company, I'm getting a K-1 or a dividend from that company, depending upon the structure. And then understanding what percentage am I actually saving? And then understanding, is that good, bad, or ugly? If it's below 10%, we need to fix that. If it's 10 to 15%, we're now trending in a good way. But if your income is above $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, 10 to 15% is not going to be enough savings to generate the income that you're going to want in retirement. So savings rate is one of the most important parts of a financial plan, if not the most important part. Without that constant flow of money being put into savings vehicles, put into components that are going to, you know, 401ks, getting the maximum match, putting money into liquid savings, putting money into different vehicles so that you're creating this flow of money that's constant coming in, there's nothing more important in the planning process. Without that habit of savings, we're not going to get the outcome that we want, unless there's some sort of, you know, magic stock options that I own as part of a company or whatever that's going to be. Now, if we're talking about savings, we've done a couple podcasts that really dig into it, but optimal savings rate percentage of gross income should be your primary focus, and tweaking that so that it's 10, 15, 20, 25, 30% of that gross income as you make more and more wealth, as you make more and more income, as you generate higher income levels, you need to increase that savings rate percentage. Now, in the blueprint, when we create the blueprint, we're going to be looking at all of those categories and understanding where are you saving money. And then I think the most important part of the planning process is it optimal? Can we take your tax rate or something else and free up costs and get rid of, you know, unnecessary expenses and push that all the savings? It's a home run. Like a lot of people that we talk to, they can't save more money because money is just coming in and going out. And it's something that once you become aware of it and you really look at where the money is being spent, you can always find things that you're not using, that you didn't be aware of that you were spending, or that, you know, if you start thinking about all the data plans, and I say data plans, you have data plan on your cell phone, but then all of the streaming services that people have now. I mean, it's hundreds of dollars a month that we didn't even think about, that most people don't even use a tenth of what they have. We're just wasting money on it. Not to pick on them, but sometimes you need to. So once we understand where we are, and let's say for a moment that we're actually saving the optimal amount of money. So we're saving the right amount of money. We got a great tax rate. The plan is optimal because we're saving the right amount of money. This is not about getting on a budget. Like the budgets don't really work. Most people can't follow them because there's stuff that happens, right? But if the savings rate is first and I spend everything else second, it doesn't really matter where it gets spent, just as long as the savings rate is optimal. If you really want to get into the detail and keep changing the way you're spending money so you get more enjoyment, that's really perfect, right? But if savings rate is fine, let's focus on, now that the savings rate is fine, there's other things that we can focus on. So look forward to helping you determine what you are saving. Is it optimal for your current situation, and what changes can you make?
Welcome to the end of the video. Smallwood Wealth Management is an investment advisor representative. The opinions expressed by Smallwood Wealth Management and guests on this show are their own. All statements and opinions expressed are based upon information considered reliable, although it should not be relied upon as such. Any statements or opinions are subject to change without notice. Information presented for this educational purposes only. Moreover, no listener should assume that any discussions or information presented serves as a receipt of or substitute for personalized advice from Smallwood Wealth Management or from any other investment professional, and is not intended as an offer of solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Smallwood Wealth Management is not a law firm or an accounting firm, and no portion of this presentation should be interpreted as legal, accounting, or tax advice. Information expressed does not take into account your specific situation or objectives and is not intended as a recommendation appropriate for any individual. Listeners are encouraged to seek advice from a qualified tax, legal, or investment advisor to determine whether any information presented may be suitable for their specific situation. Thank you for listening.